The Apostle Peter, author of the two epistles that bear his name, was one of the 12 disciples who followed Jesus throughout the Lord's earthly ministry. He rapidly became the leader and spokesman of the group, and was one of the three disciples closest to the Lord. Christ had said to Peter that he would be given the keys of the kingdom of heaven. These he used, after the death and resurrection of Christ, to open the door of salvation to the Jews by preaching to them in Jerusalem, and on the day of Pentecost about 3,000 people were converted. After opening the doors of the kingdom to the Jews, he brought the gospel to the Samaritans, and sometime later to the Gentiles, when the Lord sent him to Caesarea to announce the good news to the Roman centurion Cornelius and his household. For several years he was the acknowledged leader of the church in Jerusalem, and along with the other disciples was persecuted and imprisoned. During the reign of Herod Agrippa I, who ruled over Judea, James, the brother of John, was put to death, and Peter was imprisoned. But the night before his execution, he was miraculously released. He later played an important part at the First Church Council in Jerusalem in AD 49. When James, the Lord's brother, became head of the church in Jerusalem, and Paul was sent on his missionary journeys to evangelize the Gentiles, Peter continued to serve the Lord by traveling extensively, often with his wife, to bring the gospel to other nations. He must have visited Asia Minor, as his first letter is addressed to believers scattered throughout five of the Roman provinces there. According to tradition, he was crucified upside down in Rome in AD 67 or 68, during the great persecution that began in the reign of Nero. Peter's first epistle was probably written about AD 64 or 65. It is predominantly, if not entirely, addressed to Jewish believers. The author simply calls himself Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ. He is writing to God's elect, scattered throughout some of the provinces of Asia Minor. They had been chosen by God the Father, he says, sanctified by the Spirit, and purified by the blood of Jesus Christ. May grace and peace be yours in abundance, he writes. This greeting is followed by an ardent prayer of adoration and thanksgiving. Peter praises the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who, in his great mercy, gave us a living hope through new birth by raising Jesus Christ from the dead, so that we might receive an eternal and incorruptible inheritance, which is laid up in heaven for those who are saved by faith and guarded by God's power. Because of this, believers are filled with joy, even if, for a while, they have to suffer grief because of all kinds of trials. To encourage his readers, Peter reminds them that suffering is permitted by God so that the believer's faith may be proved genuine. As gold is refined in the fire, he says, so faith, which is much more precious than gold, must be tested, so that it may result in praise, glory, and honor at the coming of Jesus Christ. Whom you love, he writes, though you have not seen him, and you believe in him, even though you do not see him now, and are filled with ineffable joy as you receive the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls. The apostle then refers back to the time when the Old Testament prophets began to announce God's plan of salvation. Speaking of this grace that was to come to you, says Peter, they searched diligently and with great care, trying to find out the time and circumstances to which the Spirit of God was referring when they predicted the sufferings of Christ and the glory that would follow. It was revealed to them that their message was not for themselves, but was intended for those to whom the gospel would be announced. You now, says Peter, have heard the message from those who have preached the gospel to you by the power of the Holy Spirit. Peter then reminds his readers that so great a salvation demands a life of vigilance, faith, obedience, and holiness. As he who has called you is holy, he says, so be holy in all you do. For you know that it was not with corruptible things, such as silver and gold, that you were redeemed, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without spot or blemish. Believers are exhorted to love one another deeply, from the heart. For you have been born again, Peter writes, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring Word of God. and this is the word that was preached to you. Next episode, 1 Peter continued.